Welcome back to another edition of the Creative Work Hour podcast. My name is Greg. Today's date is November the 22nd, 2024. And during the month of November, we are doing an entry for NAFPOD POMO. That stands for National Podcast Post Month. And in the room today, we have myself, we have Alessandra, we have Gretchen, we have Gray, we have Bobby W, Jennifer, and Bailey. I'll ask a question to get the conversation flowing and we will go from there. So, today I would like to ask, how has joining collaborative sessions like the Creative Work Hour impacted your creative process? And we'll go to Alessandra.
I love the question, although the way that I answer it probably won't be what you were wanting. How it's helped my creative process is that I know that the same time every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, I need to be right here, dressed, and in my right mind so that I can do my part. Of guiding the group in a wee 3 minute meditation and just kind of guide our check-in at the top of the hour and our check-out at the bottom of the hour. Because if I go off crazier than usual, I won't be able to pull it all back in and get my shit together by the time it's time for us to gather up again, because it happens every day. So I gotta watch that crazy stuff. How about you, Gretchen?
I'm laughing at that. The 3 minutes. I have found it to be really helpful. I have not only this group, but a video creator club, and then I have my group with Doc Rock. I have things, and it gives me some time. Like, especially, I can sit and listen to somebody else. They're working and they're going through things, and I've learned new software to use. I use the time to put together projects that I have to get out on a regular basis for other projects that I have. So it really does help me get in there and say, okay, this is the time I'm going to be maybe in this group, and I might be watching somebody else do something, but I'm also able to still finish my task or work along. It's like co-working times. It's great. It has helped a lot. I have managed to finish almost three videos just this week from doing that. So, yeah, I think it's helpful. Mr. Gray Miller.
Well, this particular group, honestly, I was trying to think about what it was, and I was thinking of say something like, inspirational or fun or things like that. But instead, I would say that what the real effect it's had has been making it more compassionate. I am less likely to beat up on myself for not creating some sort of thing. And this podcast is a perfect example. I started out the month of November with plans of doing a 30-part thing. I even outlined it on my blog and everything like that. And then I realized that would be way too much to do. So I decided to give myself a break, but I still get to participate because you all are doing it. So I can feel like I'm both having a part of it and also doing it. So yeah, giving me a more compassionate art practice has been kind of my experience.
How about you, Jennifer?
That was lovely, Gray. Also, Alessandra, I really appreciate you facilitating all of this. As someone who facilitates lots of groups, it's like a lot of work to admin. So I really am grateful and appreciative of you. So thank you. I came here, I don't know, you also might have seen a Legally Blonde, right? If you know how Elle Woods went to Harvard to like follow that guy. Okay, so I came here for similar reasons for Gray. Because to me, so that we have time to like be together in the mornings. And I had this experience in the beginning where like Gray's like, you should come to this thing. And I'm like, yes, I'll come. And then like he would leave like the first couple times. And then I was like, why am I coming to this thing? And he's leaving. But then I felt like I couldn't leave because I was like, I don't want to follow like a dude. Like I can't, like I had this like gender thing happen. And then I was like, fine. I guess I'll stay. And then I ended up really loving it. So it's like a similar arc as like Elle Woods or something. But I also really like following one, like my desire. I don't know. Like my bestie once told me that they think that my path to knowledge is libidinal. So I'm also like really interested in like following that. And so I think that's like creative kind of energy, thinking about like Audre Lorde's uses of the erotic, really impacted by that text. So yeah, that's it. And then so then being here also, I like groups. I like being working in groups and collectives. I think there's something about like the energy, the presence or something that makes me more present.
I might be the only one that has not seen that movie. Maybe I have to go and look that up now. Bailey, I have you next on my screen. How about yourself?
I am not a morning person, like, at all. So far, Creative Work Hour has done really good at getting me up and in a seat in front of a screen in order to, like, write or compose or do anything. So far, that's the biggest benefit of coming. Because if I don't, I am probably going to sleep in or lay in my bed a little bit longer and watch a TV show. So, yep, that's what it is for me.
Thanks, Bailey. How about yourself, Bobby?
It has been incredibly helpful. I love it. I'm also a morning person, so it helps me get up, get focused. And, you know, even though like a lot of times, like on the first hour, being on the West Coast, it's just like getting my day together. That means by the second hour, I'm going, and I get a lot more work done in the morning than I do in the afternoon. So I enjoy it also because everyone here does very different things than I do. So it's so interesting to just the different personalities. I'm much more in the quantitative world. So it's nice, like, not to have that. People that are a little more free thinking and less linear.
What I love about what you said, Bobby, is that, you know, because we're all so different, not only at what we do, but we each have one or two handfuls of things that we do, and they're not all active at the same time. It's like a garden, and some flowers are going to bloom during one time, but not another. And what I really like about that configuration is, one, it gives the space for polymathy to be a thing, you know, because many of us thought, what the hell is wrong with me? Like, why can't I stick to one thing? We're not built that way. Some people are, like, God love them. But every time I try to do that, I just feel my sanity slipping. You know, and because we're varied amongst each other, and then that's a variable within ourselves, it means there is no comparing ourselves to somebody else.
It helps me appreciate what, like, you know, Gretchen and her photography, and Andy and you know, the symphonies, and just like these are, and Bailey, right, composing. I'm just, that is so foreign to anything I have ever and will do. And I like it because it's like, it's something I wouldn't normally learn about if I wasn't here, or appreciate, quite frankly.
For me, I would echo a lot of what everyone else has said. It's a constant for me. I know during that time, even though we may be in cyberspace, we're kind of still in each other's company, and it allows me to be creative and somewhat accountable in a good way. Word accountability again, which can be quite scary, but not in this instance. I'll ask another quick question to round us out. If you had to choose one color or one material to work with exclusively, you can't use anything else, and you have to do that for a year, what would it be and why? Alessandra?
Well, we were talking about aluminium before. I could totally live with one big ass long roll of aluminum foil for a year, because you can mold it. You think it's one color, but I know from having rendered different kinds of metals on paper with, you know, in different medium, that with aluminum, it's not actually gray. The thinking mind makes you believe that it's gray, but it's not actually gray if you observe it. And so I think that would hold my interest for a year. I think it could. Gretchen, how about you?
First off, back to, I'll answer this, but back to the other thing, what we're saying is that in the group, I think one of the things that the group, coming into a group like this, it also gives you a chance to monitor your own mental health and have other people that are out there that are checking in with you even when you're not monitoring it yourself, because they're there for you. They're there watching out for you. And that's a big thing to, if you're not used to asking for that kind of help, you have a group of support out there that's there for you in so many different ways. And you just, it's to realize that is pretty impactful for your creativity. But on to one material, says the woman who has a pen and is drawing and watercolor in one hand and a paintbrush in another hand and gouache in the other place and her camera back here. I think if I had to choose for just one year, this is too stressful.
Just don't overcomplicate it. It's hypothetical.
I would say a pen and paper, because I could draw, I could write, I could sketch, I could copy photos. I could do a lot of stuff with that. Yeah, right. Pen and paper.
How about you, Greg?
I'm kind of similar to Alessandra, but in a different way. I would say if I could only work with one material for a year, that material would be flesh. And I mean flesh because, like Alessandra said, it comes in many different colors. And sometimes you think it's one color, but then it changes to another color. And you can shape it into all kinds of different, you know, things and forms. And that's just kind of a funny part of it. But honestly, it's entirely serious because my first love and my first art form is dance. And so, you know, being able to move with, you know, make bodies move and put them into shapes, it includes sculpture. It just so happens my flesh also has this voice box and various sounds that I can make. So I can make music and I can also, you know, make various other movements and I can also tell stories. So really that one material gives me several different art forms to use during a year. So that's what I would do.
I must admit, when you said flesh, I was like, oh, do we need to be a little bit concerned here? And then, you got that.
I was like, silence of the lambs, man.
They've been knocking on the door and some sirens here in a minute. Ray will be getting dragged off with some handcuffs on or something like that. Oh, God. No.
That's my favorite answer of all the questions that we've done.
I'm not like ruling that out, but, you know, just thinking of more, all kinds of different art forms.
Final answer, right? Final answer. Jennifer, how about you?
I love that. I was thinking about saying body, and then like when Gray said flesh, I was like, well, that's very specific. That's like a very specific scripting of the body. But I think like the material, I mean, this is a material that I already try to work with, but I would probably work with trauma as a material, just because I'm like really trauma, like unacknowledged, unprocessed, unloved trauma is like the primary reason that people hold on to extract power and resources. So like, that's something that I'm always interested in working with.
Bailey, how about you? One material or one color for you?
I'm going to go with yarn. I've been recently inspired to do some more knitting, and I just find knitting really fun. But also, there are these tactile artists who like make these huge, like beautiful nets that are supposed to represent light and all sorts of like kinds of yarn and string that are like hung up in the air. I'll put some in the daily chat, but it's super, super cool. And I think it's a little bit more, you can do more things with it than just knitting. So yeah, that's my answer.
Bobby, how about you?
Okay, so here's my, it's more a business answer, but I really like Canva. It allows me to be creative in different ways, and I'm having so much fun with it because it's a skill I'm acquiring. It's certainly something that I'm not an expert at, so that's my answer.
That's so cool.
Is there a certain aspect, a certain part of Canva that's your, what do you enjoy the most in Canva? What do you enjoy doing the most?
I actually am really starting to get into the videos, and that's something, you know, who knew, but I would do that. So it's just something new and learning new skills, and then I can still do my documents and business stuff there. So it allows me that little escape.
Right. I've not used the video aspect of it. I have tried, I've used it for photo editing of all things. It's, you know, down and dirty quick background remover and things like that. But I've not tried the video editing features yet.
Bobby, have you tried the voiceover aspect yet on on Canva. You can do voiceovers. You can, I last night when I, because I make a 20 to 40 second video for every one of my shows. So I have made a lot. And it, I mean, I use the magic move, the AI making a movie for crazy things, put in silly prompts. And yes, they don't turn out great. They're very odd, but they're fun for something to just drop in as a little B-roll type thing.
Thank you.
But you can do voiceovers too. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that gives me a new little toy to play with. So thank you.
There you go. You heard it here first. Well, it's happened again. You've wasted a perfectly few good minutes listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something different, but you didn't. Come back again tomorrow. We'll be here. But what about you? Let us know. What's your favorite material or color to work with? If you had to work with it for a year, what would it be? Come back again tomorrow and we'll be here.